our friend John Davidson visiting with us right here in Bangor. You're in town tonight to do one of the last night shows with our friend Danny Cashman.
Yeah, isn't he amazing?
He's something else, yeah.
Dan Cashman hosting the night show, or just night show.
Either one, I think, works.
Yeah. It's sort of like Johnny Carson, and he admittedly is a Johnny Carson fan. Well, this is my third time doing the show, and he said, he's stopping doing it now to be more with his kids and with his family, because I think he's in the markets that he's in, he's doing very well.
Yeah.
But he's not in that many markets, but he's so wonderful. I've been trying to think, what is Dan Cashman's key to success? And I think what it is, he's nerdy.
Yeah, yeah. I think people can identify with him.
Yeah, he said, well, that guy's just like I.
Yeah.
There's something so square about him, and he is a square, just a hard-working guy. You know, he runs that thing on a budget of $2.98. And very clever guy, but he's not showbiz. He's not Hollywood. I'm not even sure he's Bangor.
He's Old Town. He's up the road 8 miles.
But he's such a great guy and so likable. And so he's asked me to be on one of his last shows, and I appreciate it. And you're making some changes in your life, right?
We've transitioned from radio to the podcast world, where all the cool kids hang out.
I appreciate you still having me on. Thank you.
Well, always a pleasure. I want to talk about the coming season of Club Sandwich, but first let's get caught up on you. You were on the boat again over the winter.
Yeah, I one of the things I wanted to do when I turned 77 I wanted to live on a boat again, because I took my last boat through the Panama Canal with my wife and my son at that time, and it was just too big a boat. But I wanted to get back and live on a boat again, and I wanted to have some place where I could perform in New Hampshire, where I live, in Sandwich. I wanted to have a club in Sandwich, and I found this barn downtown. This is 5 years ago. And I called it Club Sandwich. And then 6 months of the year, I live on my boat in La Paz, Baja. Those are the two things that my wife, quote, didn't want to do. And because she realizes that these ideas that I've had for financial adventures, where I would be footing the bills and running them like Club Sandwich, I've never been successful at. Are you good?
Well, you're not a businessman. You're an entertainer.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm at a much lower level, but I don't have any financial acumen nor interest.
Why?
It never motivated me. I never wanted to do anything just for the money. I like money. If you want to give me some, I'm happy with that. But I always prefer the creative side to the side that makes money.
Because you seem sharper than I am, think you're not.
No, God. Well, my two professions in life, broadcasting and public school teacher. Not the road to riches with either one of those.
No, but that's, I see the teacher thing in you, because you're very clear when you explain things and you say.
And sometimes when I yell at you to sit up.
And you slow down for me. So I can blame the fact that my dad was a Baptist minister.
Right.
And he talked about a lot of things, about loving people and helping to raise the level of humanity. But he never talked about how to make money. We never talked about it. And so many other kids, their dad takes them down and gives them a tour of Wall Street, or if they're in the New York area. But we never talked about how to make money. So my oldest brother became a surgeon. Well, he made good money. He's gone. My next brother became a math teacher in private schools. And my younger brother became a radiologist. So they're all in people things, how to, raise the level of humanity. And I'm an entertainer, which I think has a purpose. I get letters from people who are house-ridden, what do they call it, house or hospital-ridden, unable to get out to come to my live show, but they enjoy the live streaming it. So anyway, I'm an entertainer, and that is a public service.
Absolutely. But one that, by the way, I'm not just saying it because you're here, but given the times we're in, Matt, we need that more than ever.
Yeah. I can't talk about Trump today.
I don't want to, because I'd get too upset, angry.
It is so sad what is happening to our country. I don't know how it's going to take us years to overcome this. And anyway, so let's not talk about that. But so I've been doing Club Sandwich there for five. This will be my fifth season.
And if I'm right, last year you didn't say for sure that that was going to be the final year.
One time
I
did.
You hinted that that might be it.
Yeah, but I wasn't trying to fool people.
No.
But then
the reaction from people must have blown you away.
Yes, it did. We sold out the whole season.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that made me come back this year for my encore. It's the fact that I couldn't stop doing it. I thought, what am I going to do? I love doing live shows. And that's why I played Vegas a lot, you know, in the younger years. And I was doing a lot of Broadway shows. I did I did State Fair on Broadway and I did three different musicals. Oklahoma, played Curly on Oklahoma, in Oklahoma on Broadway. But I hate doing the same thing eight shows a week. I'd rather be talking to you or doing something that is live. And so the Vegas shows were especially that, and improvising is what I love. And at Club Sandwich, I do a multidimensional show. It's a multimedia show. I have a 6x9-foot screen behind me, so it's supported by visuals. And I do my own show in this barn in Sandwich, New Hampshire, called Club Sandwich, which I thought is the obvious thing there, but it works. I just love it. And I've been living alone for 5 years. However, 2.5 years ago, I met an incredible woman.
From Scotland, right?
From Scotland. You remember, Rich. You've never met her, I don't think.
I've not met her.
No. But I'm so in love. That's the other thing. I'm going to be 84 in December. I never thought that I would have this need, this... First of all, we started as best friends. She was my brother's best friend. And my brother, boom, just died very quickly. He's 9 years younger than I. We came together in the grief of my losing my brother and she losing her lover. And we became closer and closer and fell in love. We go all over the world on trips, and she's just retired, so we both have more time.
It's wonderful, because I remember you telling me this. It was obviously before you met her, but it was after one of your Club Sandwich shows, and we were over at the Foothills Cafe, and you were talking about how you had been married for more than 50 years, two different women.
Well, you stole my joke.
I did. I'm sorry. We'll fix that in post. Set you up again.
No,
you have been married more than... No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to fix it, but I'll give you a chance to get the joke. You've been married more than 50 years.
Yeah, to two different women.
There we go. But I remember.
You remember that.
I do. Yeah. But I remember you telling me that you needed, and this was a Club Sandwich was part of it, the boat.
Yeah.
You needed some John time, some alone time.
But that's true, too. But I saw 80 approaching, and a lot of people in your audience, I think, even though you have a very young audience, I'm sure, but in the span of your audience, there's got to be some people in their 70s, 60s, 70s. I began to think, is this it? Am I going to go into my 80s living with a woman who we had lost the spark, and we'd lost it 15 years ago, my wife, Rhonda, and I, my second wife. We'd been married for 37 years at that point, but I thought she would be happier with someone else. And it turns out she's gone back to college and she's doing something she always wanted to do. And I'm doing what I want to do. And I urge people that no matter what point, the thrill of really being in love is, and I never thought it could happen in my 80s, but, we are, more in love than I've ever been with anybody, Maybe I just can't remember how much I love my first two wives. I don't know. But she's coming over to see. I go over to Scotland. I just got back from Scotland last week. I surprised her. I usually go over to Scotland about four times a year. But now she's coming over here, and we're going on an Alaskan cruise. She's picking me up in Boston, and we're going to up to on Alaskan cruise. And then she's coming over for my last show, which is in September. So I'll be at Club Sandwich, and for the whole summer on Fridays and Saturdays. So doors open at 6:30, and I close September 27th or 28th, and I really close. This is not my, you know, the Eagles retired.
Yeah, 30 years ago, right?
5 years ago. And they're still on their farewell tour.
Right.
Again, it's because you love what you do.
I want to go back to love, though. John Davidson with us here on Downtown. Do you find, and you talk about you've never been this much in love, is part of that, you think, because as we get older, we're better able to live in the moment and value what we have right now and not be looking in the distant future?
I think that is part of it. I think also, from a man's point of view, early love, when you're starting your 20s, and certainly teenagers, has a lot to do with sex.
I vaguely remember that, yes.
No. And we still have that.
Oh, yeah.
In different ways. But you get into the thrill of loving her in many ways, and one of them is to satisfy her and to make sure that she is sexually and mentally satisfied. So men get better at that.
Is it easier to meet her where she is and not expect her to meet whatever your expectations might be?
Exactly. It's men are better lovers as they get older. At least I am. So I wrote a song about that. It's called "Spend One Night with an Old Guy," and you never go back to the boys. I'm talking about a man who can slow down, turn your hot flashes into chills. You might need a break from his passion. You might want to hide his little pills. But don't worry about your reputation. He'll never tell how you drove him insane, because he won't remember the things that you did. No, he won't remember your name. Spend one night with an old guy. And that really works now at my age. So you hit on it there. So I think I'm a better lover now. And I do a joke in my show. I say, you know, they've just done a survey to find out who are the best lovers in the world. You'll be amazed at the results. They found out that the best lovers, men, are number two, Italians. They came in second. A lot of people think they'd be first. Italians were second. Number one is Native American Indians. The best lovers, number one. So I walk into the audience and I say, "Hi, you may think of me as John Davidson, but my real name is Tonto Giovanni."
Best of both worlds right there.
That's a joke anyway. I think this will be the love of my life for however much longer I live. I think 10 years is what I have left. So my thoughts are, and I think about it all the time, what to do to not just sit around for those. I want to, you know, do not go gentle into that good night. Rage against the dying of the light. Dylan Thomas, I think that's a Dylan Thomas quote. I want to go out just roaring. And I'm all set up to do that at this point.
So how do you scratch that itch, though, that need to perform? after Club Sandwich is gone.
So Club Sandwich is closing. I'm going to live in Sandwich.
Oh, you're going to stay there? Okay.
I'm going to make the showroom into a living room. I'm going to take out all the chairs, which are couches now. I got to find out rooms. If you come to Club Sandwich this summer, I'm selling all the memorabilia on the walls.
Oh, everything. Your whole career is up on those walls.
Yes. And in pictures of me with famous people and album covers and all that. Pictures of me when I hosted the Hollywood Squares.
I want the cape. Is that going to be available?
The cape. I don't wear that in the show anymore.
Oh.
I have it's like an Elvis cape or a Liberace cape, or a James Brown cape. But I'm selling that. I'm auctioning it off. I'm going to do a website, I think, on eBay and auction off this sparkly cape, which you saw that I wore in my Branson shows and the Las Vegas shows. And then I'm auctioning off my Hollywood Squares jacket. See, I was the second host of Hollywood Squares. Peter Marshall was the first one, and I was the second, and Tom Bergeron was the third. But I hosted it for 4 or 5 years, and they had jackets. And the one they made for me was made in Indonesia. And on the front, it has the tic-tac-toe symbol with X's and O's. And it's wrong. Maybe they don't play tic-tac-toe in Indonesia, but it was one of a kind. So I'm auctioning that off. Wow. I'll autograph it, but it says John on it. I have my rock and roll jacket from my 50s medley that has, it's sparkly and shiny, and it's a bomber jacket, and it has a fringe on it, and auctioning that off. Auctioning off my Music Man jacket. When I did 76 trombones in Music Man, I did two tours of that all over the country. I wore this jacket when I put it on for 76. And so I'm auctioning that off. Doesn't fit me anymore, but I used to be...
No, I played Marcellus Washburn in a production once.
Yes! We could have done that together.
Well, a kiss on the very first date is anything but fussy.
Yeah. Shapoopy, shapoopy, shapoopy.
The girl that's hard to get.
That's right. See, you would be a great... What's his name?
Marcellus Washburn.
Marcellus, yes. I can see that in you. I'm sorry to tell you that I can see that
in you. The problem is, after watching the movie a bunch of times, the director finally said, hey, I don't need Buddy Hackett, okay? Because I was doing the Buddy Hackett voice.
Shapoopy, shapoopy,
shapoopy. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, I bet you were great. Anyway, so I'm saying, figure out what you really love doing, and do it. Now you're going to your podcast now, so you know what you do so well, and that's what you should do. But you're also a handsome guy. You could do this on television. You don't have to do radio.
Lord. No, I have a face made for radio and podcasts.
Right, but you could be on TV. Not all radio guys can or do. Anyway, by the way, the reason I'm wearing this silly shirt is that I'm doing Dan Cashman's show.
Beautiful shirt.
When I leave
shirt.
You,
yeah.
I wear silly shirts in my show. I think I'm trying to look younger, part of what I do now is to be a clown. I think I can't. I mean, girls don't scream at my shows anymore.
Even if they pull something. get up the wrong way from a couch at Club Sandwich. Ow!
I've gotten screams at different shows, but not anymore. So you got to figure out. So being odd, being funny, I do a lot of jokes that I steal from many, many people. I borrow them. I give them back after I've used them.
Well, you reinterpret them.
Well, I do them my way. I'll do it. I go to the internet and I see comedians doing jokes. And now, is it okay to use some of those in my live show? I don't know.
I don't think they're coming to Sandwich, New Hampshire to say, cease and desist, John Davidson.
But I am live streaming. You can also live stream my shows. But no one's arrested me yet. And I'm very thankful for the people that I've borrowed from. But I'm going to be 84, let me have some fun.
So no performing after the season ends?
Okay. So I'm going to do what's called house concerts.
Oh, nice, nice.
Because it's a more relaxed situation, and I get to meet their dog and their kids, and people have house concerts in their houses.
Hmm.
And it pays whatever it pays. I love doing it. And I'll do more of that. I have three different guitars and a banjo that I use. So if you'd like John Davidson to come to your house, send me a message at johndavidson.com and say that you want to do a house concert. When am I available? And I'll say, tomorrow night, could I be right over? No, not
What's
until
for
I
dinner.
Think. Yeah, right. But I like doing the more relaxed thing. In all honesty, as you get in your 80s, I go through moments when my brain just stops and I can't remember lyrics. I can't remember what key I'm in if I'm playing the guitar, and I'm always playing the guitar. So I can take a senior moment and catch up with myself. There is that. That's probably the main reason that I want to stop doing my full show, because it's embarrassing. People say, well, you cover it so well, and you have fun of it, and we think, you're just like us. Well, okay, but there comes a point where you say, I don't want to do it that way. So that has happened. Kenny Rogers was a friend, and we would talk about that in our 70s, and then of course Glenn Campbell, and he stopped because of.
Saw Glenn on his farewell tour.
You did,
and it was the most incredible thing. And he had his kids with him on stage.
His daughter.
Yep, Ashley and the boys, and they would. And he had a teleprompter for the lyrics.
Oh, he did.
And there were a couple times when you could tell he got lost, and they would steer him back. But boy, that muscle memory.
Yeah.
You know, he did Wichita Lineman and did that guitar solo absolutely flawless. And then he did, he and his daughter did Dueling Banjos. It was incredible.
I saw that piece in just a video. I've never seen it.
It was so powerful. And then he did, Jimmy Webb's a great friend of our show. He's been on a bunch of times.
Really?
And Glenn did, everybody left the stage except the piano player. And Glenn came out and did a Jimmy Webb song, The Moon is a Harsh Mistress. Beautiful song.
I don't know that
beautiful
one.
Beautiful song.
But he wrote Wichita Lineman.
Oh,
didn't he?
And yeah, yeah.
By the time
and
we
you
get
thought,
to Phoenix.
Oh my God, he's walking a tightrope because there's nobody out there to help him. But just having done that for 50, 60 years, that it was beautiful. And I was so impressed with him getting out there and doing that. But it puts you in a very vulnerable position.
Yeah, and I do so many audience bits that I can't, I go into the audience and...
it's fresh every night. Every show's different.
Sort of, but you can't stay on stage and do it like that. I saw Sinatra in Vegas at Caesars, and he had these monitors down front, and I don't want to go to that. I wonder if the Rolling Stone guy,
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, does he have monitors? I don't know.
I think they all do now. You know, even some of the younger guys. Although what's Mick's like 82 now, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I don't do it that way. I have a list of my songs down front, so I know what's coming next.
Sure.
And even some jokes to get me into the next jokes, so I can just look down. And but I've never used the.
Mind you're not. I mean, you do some songs that have been around for a while, but a lot of the songs you do are originals that you've written.
That's right. But those are the ones, it doesn't matter. I forget the second verse.
Well, sure, because you haven't been doing them for 40 years like Glenn Campbell had done. You know,
that doesn't help it.
No?
I'm sure Glenn, once in a while, would go, by the time I get to...
Ashtabula. That doesn't sound right.
But it happens to all of us. But there's no reason. That doesn't mean you should sit in a rocker or just watch TV all day or you know, whatever. Find out what you love and find different ways to do it. My dad, as a preacher, he used to do, he took smaller churches and would do weddings and stuff and would do... My dad married Kenny Rogers, by the way, and Dick Clark.
Wow.
To their wives, yeah. He got such a kick out of that because he felt he was on the fringe of showbiz, you know. And my dad was on my Christmas specials. I did three Christmas family Christmases on those. You know, it's amazing. My dad was an American Baptist preacher, not a Southern Baptist preacher. But American, those are the ones that can dance. But he never danced, never played cards. See, now I've dropped my whole train of thought. What were we talking about? Oh, growing up a preacher's kid. I wrote a song called My Father Was a Preacher at the First Baptist Church, so they thought I was apple pie. And Uncle Sam, every grandma loved me. They would always pinch my cheek. I look so clean and wholesome. I made Donny Osmond look like a freak. But deep inside, I knew that I was not a normal. I thought that I was not a normal boy. You see, everyone looked naked in my eyes. And I looked down at a lady in the front room and I said, hello. So I made sure they never knew this devil dressed in Boy Scout blue. That's how I... Then soon I learned to master my disguise. I look so wholesome and clean, like ivory soap, I mean. 99 and 44 100% pure. No, I knew I was bad, but because of my dad, my virtue would always endure. And matter of fact, I'm going to put that show, that song back in my show. I've always looked so clean cut that people thought I was a nice guy. Well, deep inside, I'm rotten to the core, and I'm a dirty old man, and I have to be careful of that because people think of me as being this thing. And it isn't that I've... that's the part of me that I've used in my career.
Sure.
But now I'm older and
you're free.
Yes. Anyway, still having fun doing it.
Well, that's the name of the game. And you're still great at it. You relate so well to an audience. And I've said to people, encouraging them to go to Club Sandwich, the mark of a pro is this. You're at Club Sandwich in the hills of New Hampshire, and you're doing a show that has the same level of audience engagement and energy that you would do in the big halls of Vegas.
As if I had
you're a pro.
1,000 people in Vegas.
Absolutely.
Same thing, yeah.
Yep.
You've been so nice to support my show over the years. By the way, as I was riding up here, it takes me 3 hours and 17 minutes to get here from Sandwich. It is a trip. So I said, why would anybody in Maine want to come down and see me in New Hampshire? You know? Because what? You got to probably stay overnight, right?
Usually. Yeah, that makes it part of the adventure.
We have hotels and motels in Meredith.
It's a beautiful drive, by the way.
Coming
through the mountains. Oh, my gosh.
My favorite. I recommend a place called Yankee Trail Motel in Holderness. That's right. When I was presenting other artists at Club Sandwich, I put them up at the Yankee Trail Motel in Holderness. But... and restaurants, if you can just have dinner there about 5:30, our doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7. So, but there's the Corner House restaurant and the Foothills Cafe right there in Sandwich. So you can just have dinner there and then walk across the street and come to Club Sandwich. Yeah.
Well, Danny and I are planning on coming down to see you this summer because we don't want to miss the final season.
And we'll go have a drink at the Foothills Cafe.
Fabulous. It is always so good to see you, John.
Thanks for this fun. Are you going to air? You'll cut this up. You'll pick out the best parts.
It's all gold.
It'll wind up be a minute and a half on
your
show.
It's all gold. We're keeping it all. Absolutely.
Thanks for having me back. It's great to see you, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Travel safely. Have a great season at Club Sandwich.